My ideal self is possible. My ideal self is possible. Yes, indeed it is. My ideal self is possible. Now, when I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I do not really know what it means to say, I like me. It just sounds good, and it sounds like something beneficial for me and beneficial for my world and so forth. And when I say I'm whole and perfect, I don't know what wholeness and perfection is, because that is so remarkable and so wonderful and so fantastic. But I know that it is good. I know it's something that I want for myself. And when I say my ideal self is possible, it is only because my ideal self already dwells within me as a concept, as something that actually is, actually can be. My ideal self is something that actually already exists in my world. And it's up to me if I want that to be what that divine self is, that ideal self is, that wonderful self is. Now, we get tired of saying over and over again, I like me, I like me, I like me. We get tired of saying over and over again, all is in divine order, all is wonderful, all is fantastic. We get tired of saying that. But when we say that, what happens to us? When we say that, we are opening ourselves up to the highest and best that we can possibly be. The highest and best that we can possibly be. Now, just what is the highest and best that we can possibly be? What is our ideal self? Well, it is wholeness and perfection, beauty, harmony, joy, right action, love. My ideal self is being fantastic. When I wake up in the morning, I feel bright and cheery-eyed like a child, jumping out of bed. What's going on for today? What's going to happen now? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, that's something we can all do. We sort of pretend at first. We pretend and we jump out of bed and we say, yes, I can. Instead of saying, oh, I'd like to sleep a little longer or whatever. Don't give in to the negative. Don't give in to the limited aspect of life. Realize the possibilities of life are right there in front of you, just waiting for you to grab it and for you to take it and for you to jump with it and say, yes, that's who I am. Every time you say, I don't feel good, or I don't feel right, or I'm not happy, or I'm not successful, you are putting the wrong motion, the wrong cause in motion, the wrong motion in motion for yourself, and you don't want that. You don't want that. You only want what is your highest and best. You only want what is your ideal. You only want what you think is going to be the most fun in your life. And you don't even have to think about what is going to be the best, the most fun in your life. You just do it. You just think happy thoughts. You think joyous activities. You think the life is wonderful. You think this world is fantastic. You think every person in this world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, starting with yourself. It starts with yourself. It starts with your own inner beingness. It starts with who and what you are. And when you start with who and what you are, everything falls into place in your life. Everything is wonderful. Everything is fantastic. And that's all it takes. Just knowing who and what you are. Being who and what you are. Delighting in who and what you are. For when you delight in who and what you are, life is beautiful. When you delight in who and what you are, then that is when you feel good. You, in fact, don't feel good. You really don't feel good. And the reason you don't feel good is because you don't know any feeling whatsoever. You are just existing in goodness, existing in wholeness, existing in happiness, existing in joy. Think of your back. Now, You haven't looked at your back recently, maybe a little bit in the mirror, but do you know what the cells of your back are doing? They're all working in perfect accord. They're all expressing their divinity. They're all expressing the wholeness and the rightness and the beauty of what they are. Do you know what's going on inside of your body, what your various organs are doing? Do you realize that every instant of your life, your heart is beating? Your heart is pumping blood throughout all your body, joyously, harmoniously. Praise it, bless it, love it. And you don't have to know how it works. We really don't know how these things work, but they work wonderful. And when you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, you're putting the right kind of gasoline in your tank. When you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, you're telling your body that you agree with your body, that it's a great body, it's a wonderful body. And you can do that. I can do that. I can do that every moment of my life. I can say my ideal self is possible. My ideal self is not possible. It is a fact. The possibility is that I might just recognize it. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. My world is filled with joy and peace and harmony. Oh, what a grand world this is. What a wonderful world this is. What a marvelous world this is. Yes, and I'm right in the midst of it. Truly, I don't know what the cells of my back are doing. I don't know what the cells inside of my organs are doing, what the cells inside of my heart are doing, pumping away my lungs so perfectly. And all the functions of my body are so perfect, so wonderful, and I praise and give thanks for the fact that they are so perfect and so wonderful, and I delight in the fact that they are so perfect and so wonderful. My ideal self is my reality. My ideal self is my reality. And as I no more know how my heart works and my lungs work and all the functions of my body work, I no more know how the divine in me functions to bring about the allness that I am. The allness that I am right now and always will be. My ideal self is a reality, not a possibility. Oh, I like to think of it being possible, but it's a reality. And if I realize it's a reality, I'm not going to want it to be something in the future. It is right now. It is right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. My self is ideal right now. I feel great right now. This is a fantastic world right now. Yes, my ideal self is right now. And that's all that matters. My ideal self is right now. And I feel the greatest that I could ever feel. Because my ideal self is a super self. It is a wonderful self. My ideal self is a fantastic self. And that's the reality that I am. My ideal self is great. My ideal self expresses in every organ, action, and function of my body right now. My ideal self is functioning in my thought system. Every thought I think is a thought uplifting and beautiful, a thought of reality. Dream your most fabulous dream and know that it has already come true in your life, in your affairs, in your world, as it has in mine. And the world is wonderful. Don't wait till tomorrow. Claim it today, for it is yours and mine right now. And know that with all my heart and soul and being, as I love myself, I love you. I love you. I love you. And so it is.